This evening's audio postcard comes from a residential neighborhood here in Washington, D.C., with its own special sounds. Reporter Kim Kokich lives there.
Welcome to my home. I live in a garden apartment behind the complex shared by the Department of Homeland Security and the Navy. There's a thin barrier of woodland between us and the complex. There's my neighbor Greg walking his dog.
I'm doing a piece on what it's like to live in the backyard of the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh. He's right. Surveillance helicopters circle overhead daily.
Part of me feels safe because you think it's a very protected place. Part of me feels a little apprehensive because it also makes it a target. And part of me is annoyed because all you hear all night long half the time are helicopters hovering 30 to 50 feet above your building, which gets a little disconcerting.
Usually the helicopters hover slowly, sometimes with searchlights. A DHS spokesman couldn't say what the helicopters are looking for. It's probably classified information. But we've become used to the whirring and the other sounds that are part of our daily lives. The Navy's bugle charge sounds at 8 a.m. and then... And there's the sunset bugle. But one melody stands out among all the rest. The first time I noticed it was the night of September 11, 2001. That night was eerily quiet. All commercial flights were grounded, and through the silence of a subdued nation's capital, I heard this in the distance. Taps. It was louder that night. My neighbor Ellen can't forget that time either.
It was haunting, I think, when you heard it. It really was. I mean, now when I hear them, I think they're just part of the neighborhood. So, very melancholy at 10 o'clock.
We created a myth about the bugler, imagining a lone soldier standing in the cold or the heat or the rain or the snow. Depending on which way the wind blows, it can feel as if the bugler is standing right outside my bedroom window. But it's a timed recording. The DHS spokesman doesn't know whether the bugle calls will continue when the Navy leaves the complex in March, and my neighbors and I might actually miss them. Because even when I don't hear taps at 10 p.m., I think I hear it. An unforgettable and sobering lullaby. For NPR News, I'm Kim Kokich in Washington.